Center Wellington Council is taking steps towards tightening its rules around election signage, voting this week to move forward with drafting a new bylaw that could bring significant changes ahead of the 2026 municipal and school board elections. The proposed updates would limit how long campaign signs could be displayed, shrinking the timeline to just 6 weeks before election day. That's a notable change from current rules, which allow signs to go up much earlier due to timing of nomination day. The proposed bylaw would only apply to municipal and school board elections. Similar rules are already in place governing federal and provincial signage. The updated rules would also clarify where signs can't be placed. Under the draft framework, signs would be banned from public parks, most township-owned property, and within 300 meters of voting locations. Roadside signage would still be allowed, but with stricter placement standards to prevent visual clutter and safety hazards. Councillor Lisa McDonald said she's heard from some residents that they don't like the idea of election signs near parks.
They don't like signs in the parks at all. It looks cluttered, and our parks are for children, and our children actually don't really care about those signs. And, you know, they're going there to play.
Carrie O'Kane, Center Wellington's manager of legislative services and municipal clerk, said the changes are meant to simplify enforcement and respond to concerns raised after the 2022 election. Council is not recommending a permit system, but township staff would have the authority to remove any signs that don't follow the rules. Candidates could reclaim them within 14 days. The new bylaw would also repeal outdated language from a 2013 regulation, bringing Centre Wellington's election sign rules more in line with current needs and community expectations. This week's council decision doesn't make things official just yet. It simply directs staff to draft a bylaw that will be presented and voted on at a future meeting. If approved, the updated rules would be in place in time for the 2026 municipal election season. Township staff say they'll continue monitoring the use of campaign signs and also looking at long-term ways to reduce waste associated with election signage. I'm Paul Harriet reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.